Welcome, Bert Weber, one of the co-founders of the Common Roots Brewing Company, which recently created the Common Roots Foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Really interesting backstory. So I wonder if you could first share the story behind how you have now created, it sounds like you originally had this idea, but it's been kind of propelled through a story. So could you share that with us?
Certainly, yeah. When we started the brewery about 6 years ago now, we knew that beer was always a good vehicle to kind of do good in the world, as we like to think of it. So, and as the brewery started to, gain more success as a business, we started to see a lot of people reaching out to us in ways that we could help them. And so, we started to think about this because it's still a for-profit business, but, there was so much need in the community, and we really formed a business with this concept of being part of a community, promoting a healthy lifestyle. And, my son and myself are the founders of this, and we both have a strong environmental background, so we wanted to make sure that we could kind of do things in a sustainable way, too. So with that in mind, we started this business and began to see the success with it. But as perhaps you know, on March 19th, 2019, we had a fire that destroyed our brewery. And it was really the reaction to that fire that we always realized we were kind of a part of a community, but we had not realized how large that community was. I mean, the South Glens Falls area is obviously one thing, but we had breweries reaching out to us from across the country and, doing fundraisers for us as a way of, down in New York City and out on Arizona. It was really, the word we keep using and maybe overusing is humbling to us. And while I would think nobody would want to be on have a fire is a pretty traumatic thing. Honestly, that night we and the next day, we really had no idea whether we'd even survive as a company. So it was a difficult night for us. But then within hours of the fire actually being out, we started to see all these social media posts and people reaching out to us and creating these, they created something called Rally for the Roots. And it was, it just blew us away. So when my son and myself, when we're done with this, we said, you know what, we have to find a way to pay this forward. So we brought this idea of the foundation up again. And now that we're in our new facility and open again, we launched the foundation today, and it's feeling pretty good right now. So,
wonderful.
That's awesome.
I mean, you mentioned a sustainable business. Could you talk about how your business is sustainable?
Well, starting a brewery is a big capital investment, and it obviously is energy intensive too, and water and things like that. So we do what we can to kind of mitigate those things. The new brewery has 100 kilowatt hour, whatever it is, I should know the size, but we produce a photovoltaic array on a roof. We also heat water solar. So the new building itself was constructed with all the energy efficiencies. Our grain gets recycled and reused at our local farms. So the spent grain gets used that way. And we recirculate some of our water too in the process of brewing to kind of cut down on that use. So as much as we can, we're very aware of it. It's an energy intensive business, but we've done what we can to kind of mitigate that and be more responsible stewards of the environment. Plus a lot of our fundraising and stuff in the past and in the future, we expect will be to benefit certain environmental groups. So like on Earth Day, we came out with a beer, especially called the Mom's Calling. And it was
a relaunch on Mother's Day too.
You can see the can there, but it had a little earth.
It's got a really nice label, a little bit like ocean. Can we describe the label? It's quite beautiful. So there's also an artistic element, isn't there?
Yes. Well, labels, as you know, in craft beer are very important. I don't know if you can see that, but.
Well, our listeners can't, but we can describe it.
So the iconic figure of Earth in space, but then above it, it looks like you see on your cell phone. Maybe if your mom was calling you, you might have a picture of her. So that was our thing. We have to pay attention to our Mother Earth right now. So the proceeds of this beer went to 350.org, which is fighting climate change and making people more aware of the crisis that is for all of us. So.
And on that theme, it says your mission is to improve the quality of life in Northeastern New York, specifically in the areas of community wellness, environmental stewardship, and assisting those in time of need. Could you go into a little bit more detail about what that means to you specifically and how you kind of got it, you know, your own roots in that?
Well, obviously, those are three kind of pillars of our foundation there, but they kind of speak to us as a business too. So, even as an active brewery, before we had the foundation, there were a lot of people just use us or ask us if we could help them with, let's say, if they had a fire or a child that was with illness and things like that. So we used a lot of times the brewery as a fundraiser for that and participated. So that's the need of it. Environmentally, in the past, we had sponsored a 5K run for the river, we called it. And, the proceeds of that went to Riverkeeper. Obviously, to make quality beer, you need good water. And water is a resource in the Northeast that we honestly take for granted right now and many parts of the country. And I think maybe in our area here, that's going to be a very scarce resource for us. So we have to pay attention to these things that we're taking for granted right now. So and as far as that, also we sponsor, like we think a healthy community is an active community too. So I think from the first year we opened, we sponsored what we thought was a fun idea. Where my son and myself, my whole family really were avid bicyclists. So we sponsored this thing. We called it Gears and Beers. So if you came to our brewery at, right around, I think the first, usually around 6 o'clock we started, and we went for about an hour, hour and a half ride. And we gave everybody a token to come back and have a beer with us. And so it's kind of a reward for going out and doing something. And what started with about six people wound up being about 80 people. So it began to look like Tour de France pulling out of our brewery. And so we had to actually take that back and start to look at it. It became kind of a concern to us because there was that many people and it became a liability for the company. But as I said, the foundation now is a much better vehicle for that. So actually the foundation, as part of their organization here, they've actually taken out a USA cycling license. And so the foundation is now going to sponsor the beer, Gears and Beers. And so any riders that come out and have a beer with us afterward, we're going to donate $1 per pint to the foundation. So
that's really cool. And it seems like that it's that kind of energy and that kind of love going into it that came back to you guys when you needed to rebuild for yourself. I mean, I've had the beer before. I know it's good beer. But it had to have been more than the fact that you guys have good beer that the love came back to you, that people, this outpouring of support that came back for you to be able to rebuild. And it seems like you're trying to pay that forward, which is pretty fantastic. It says you will award grants and lend resources to initiatives related to its mission. Is this an idea still in development, or can you go into more detail about how someone could apply for such a grant?
Well, again, we're a very new foundation, but tonight, in fact, we're going to put the final approvals on some of the forms and stuff. But if you go to Common Roots, our website, the company's website, on one of the pull down menus, you'll see the foundation. And if you pull down that foundation menu, you can see that there's opportunities for grants and how to apply for a grant or get give a donation. So we're actually working with AIM Services right now, and they have a project on 518 United Ways. It's a volunteer day, so we're going to help them. They reached out to us, and they actually have a community garden in Schuylerville that's called the Common Roots Community Garden. So we thought, well, there's a match made in heaven for us. So my background is actually in plant and soil science, and so having some experience that way, so it seemed like a natural. So that's actually going to be our first, proposal or a project that we do as a foundation. We're going to show up as volunteers that day. Plus, we're also going to make a donation to the garden because it's still in its kind of beginning stages, and so they have some structural needs and need for material, things like that. So,
cool. Your organization's vision also includes social justice issues. Are you reaching out to social justice groups to let them know about this new resource? Are you making a point to reach out to low income, black or brown, black and brown disabled and other marginalized communities to let them know about this resource?
Well, through the foundation, and hopefully that is all part of it. And those are for us to reach out to those groups, we're hoping that with our mission and everything that groups and interested that we share that vision and that goal, that they'll feel very comfortable in reaching out to us in the future.
So you were talking about stewards of the environment, and we've heard bicycling and gardens. Could you talk about some of what you think are really important environmental initiatives to take place in? We recently were talking with on the show various speakers who were a part of a Sustainable Futures conference here in the Capital Region. So looking locally, what are some of the important environmental organizations that you would like to work in, and what maybe listeners should integrate into their practice?
Specific environmental organizations that we work with. It's probably hard for me to put my finger on it, because we, like we said, the beer release that we did on Earth Day, it's going to go to 350.org, which is a much kind of larger global organization. We've worked in the past and we'll continue to work with the Riverkeeper. Our brewery sits about 600 feet from the Hudson River. So it's a wonderful resource. And, you know, if you look at just the Hudson River and our resource in our area, it's a natural resource that's been kind of abused, honestly. I mean, with the factories and things that have kind of used it for not only for power, but also unfortunately as a dump site. And so, you know, that kind of past history has made it very difficult for us to look at in the future in this part of the region, of our country. So as I go back again, I'm looking at as water as a very critical resource, and one in that we take for granted in this area. But it's one where I think we're going to really regret if we don't take care of that resource right now. In the past, I'm trying to think of some other things we've worked with, like our pollinators and stuff. A lot of the ingredients that we use in brewery, in the brewing process, they're dependent on the health of our pollinators. And so we know how, like, our honeybee population and other pollinators are really in danger right now. And so, we kind of stress, like, when we did the landscaping in our brewery, we didn't use any turf grass because we don't want to use a lot of fertilizer or water, pesticides, things like that. And the planting materials that we use as many native plants as we could, and those that were friendly to our local pollinators and ones that are migrating through the area. So, these are the kinds of things we're trying to kind of practice what we preach. And we worked with the Audubon Society. We've had a membership drive for them in the Adirondack Mountain Club at our brewery. So, if selling beer is kind of a fun thing because it's a good vehicle to do other good. And so when we see an organization like the Audubon Society or the Adirondack Mountain Club or other environmentally sensitive organizations like that, if we can help them by also including the idea that, because the brewing community has a lot of fans, and we can bring people together for some beer, music, and food. And if we can do some good by having you sign up for an organization that's important for the health of our planet and our community, then, that's a win-win for us. So
I really enjoy that you're making these connections of course, water being incredibly important in beer making, as well as, hops and wheat, all these different pollinators. I love that you're making that connection. And as well as you said, a healthy lifestyle, which is not something, I think the stereotypical thought of a brewery is, not thinking about politics and sustainability and healthiness. And I love that is because it doesn't have to be that, and making those connections. And I guess I didn't have necessarily a question there, but I think that's really wonderful that we're hearing from more organizations that are really conscious that they aren't this little bubble in a community, but that it's really all interconnected, and that your survival actually runs into the survival of, say, artists. And you were working with, I believe, an artist on that label, that beautiful label you were showing us?
Oh, yes. We have a graphic artist on our staff right now, and she's just remarkable. She's created the...
What's her name?
Jess Mead.
Wonderful.
Jessica Mead. So she's just does incredible work for us. We're so fortunate to have her. She designed the actual poster. So if you become a member or donate to the foundation as a member, you'll see that poster that she designed. And, you know, that's one of the things you can get for joining as the foundation. But, I mean, I think brewers in general and people that love craft brewery tend to be very creative people. And so we're always looking for ways that we can kind of, you know, make it a win-win for everyone. And, you know, going back to Jody's question, the brewing industry is also it's like 94% still a white person's industry. So we're very sensitive to being more inclusive with people of color and things like that. And it's certainly something that's on our radar, and not only to express that as a company, but to make sure we express that in our media posts and things like that, too. So.
That's great. It's wonderful work. And I wonder if you could direct us to how to find you. Where's your website and where can we find your brewery?
Well, it's Common Roots Brewing Company.com. We are up in the beautiful South Glens Falls, New York, which is right over the bridge from Glens Falls, New York. We're about 15 to 20 miles north of Saratoga Springs. So it gives everybody perspective. It's the new brewery was designed to be a destination. So we're hoping people make the trip up. And when you're there, please ask about the foundation and things like that. And you'll be able to see some ideas that way too. So
I have to ask about just a quick update on Sparky. How's Sparky doing?
Oh, Sparky. Yes. That was, it was a few days after the fire there, and we were touring, walking around the old, what was going to be our temporary brewery. It was a building just literally half a block away from the existing brewery, and it was March, so it was cold. It was still snowing, and we're walking around with the contractor who's going to help us kind of renovate the place to get it ready to be our temporary, and I look down, there's this little hatchling turtle, and I'm like, what is this little guy doing here? So I picked him up. He was still alive. I put him in my coat pocket. Brought him home, and we set up a little turtle sanctuary in my kitchen, and we named him Sparky because, there was some rumors, was it the fire that, caused them to come out, but I think it was too far away, but he was, he was probably a good, like I said, 1,000 feet from the nearest water supply, so I don't know what he was doing in that parking lot, but anyway, we raised him and found him, got him to good size, and when the weather broke in the summer, we found a place, a good permanent home for him, so.
Fantastic. Okay. I need the news from the source directly here on that one.
It gave us something to kind of focus on. And we made it kind of symbolic of our, being nurtured by our community and coming back from a very traumatic event for us. So it was a good story for us. And we miss him. We hope he's doing well out there, but it was fun.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Congratulations on the opening of the foundation, and we certainly look forward to following your endeavors.
Thank you. I appreciate the time and best wishes.
Thank you. That was Bert Weber, one of the co-founders of Common Roots Brewing Company, joining us. Thank you.